We're looking at problems with evolution. Simple things here. Tonight, the argument for evolution, the arguments are outdated and often illogical. On these two pages, you have several photographs. These photographs are of fossil fish. The concept of evolution is that these were buried over many, many ages, and that they got covered up, and then ages passed, and they got pressed down, and so on. And yet each one of these, if you can see it, gives indication of very rapid burial, which is opposite to what evolution says. Notice with me then, fossils all over the world show evidence of rapid burial. Many fossils, such as fossilized jellyfish, show by the details of their soft, fleshy portions that they were buried rapidly before they could decay. Preconditions for the preservation of soft-bodied faunas, rapid burial of fossils in undisturbed sediment, deposition in an environment free from the usual agents of immediate destruction, primarily oxygen and other promoters of decay, and the full range of organisms from bacteria to large scavengers that quickly reduce most carcasses to oblivion in nearly all earthly environments, and minimal disruption by the later ravages of heat, pressure, fracturing, and erosion. But the very conditions that promote preservation also decree that few organisms, if any, make their natural homes in such places. The point being that evolutionary theory concerning fossils can't fit for these things. He goes on to say, thousands of jellyfish, many bigger than a dinner plate, are found in at least seven different horizons of coarse, grained, abrasive sandstone in Wisconsin. And he gives the place where you can check that out. Coarse grain slowly covering a jellyfish would allow atmospheric oxygen to migrate in and produce rapid decay. Burial in clay or mud would better shield an organism from decay. If coarse grain sand buried these jellyfish in a storm, turbulence and abrasion by the sand grains would tear and destroy the jellyfish. Charles Darwin recognized the problem of finding fossilized soft-bodied organisms, such as jellyfish. He wrote, here is his way of dealing with it, no organism wholly soft can be preserved. Oops. guess again, Charlie. That was Charles Darwin, Origin of Species. Once again, a prediction of evolution is seen to be wrong. Normally, dead animals and plants quickly decompose. The presence of fossilized remains of many other animals buried in mass graves and lying in twisted and contorted positions suggests violent and rapid burials over large areas. And you see some documentation there. These observations, together with the occurrence of compressed fossils and fossils that cut across two or more layers of sedimentary rock, are strong evidence that the sediments encasing these fossils were deposited rapidly, not over hundreds of millions of years. Furthermore, almost all sediments that formed today's rocks were sorted by water. The worldwide fossil record is therefore evidence of rapid death and burial of animal and plant life by a worldwide catastrophic flood. The fossil record is not evidence of slow change. First picture is actually of a big fish, half swallowed a smaller fish. Fossil of fish swallowing fish, burial and fossilization must have been quite rapid to have preserved a fish in the act of swallowing another fish. Thousands of such fossils have been found. Top of the next page. You see, if you look, there's the fossil fish inside the other fish. Fish in long fish. In the belly of the above 14-foot-long fish is a smaller fish, presumably the big fish breakfast. Because digestion is rapid, fossilization must have been even more so. It got fossilized before it could be digested. Great fish in curved fish, and you see again inside there a fish. It's headed toward the back. The curved back shows that this fish died under stress. And then at the bottom, figure 10, a dragonfly wing. If you've seen those, you know how delicate. They're transparent. You can see through them. I guess that means transparent. Dragonfly wing. This delicate 1.5 foot long wing must have been buried rapidly and evenly to preserve its details. Imagine the size of the entire dragonfly. A little more dragon than fly at that point. That's about 3.5 feet long. All right. You get the point. Next time we're going to be looking, he mentions concerning fossils that cut across the different strata. And I'll show you a picture of that, and we'll talk about that. Number of pictures of that. But if you go to the dictionary, they don't talk about polystrate fossils anymore, because the people that do the dictionary called up the scientists and said, what's a good definition for that? There's no such thing. So they took it out of the dictionary. But we have pictures of that thing that doesn't exist. And it doesn't look anything like Bigfoot. Comments or questions on rapid burial?